The people of Namaluk in Kenya's Amboseli region have had to learn to adapt to change. They are ethnic Maasai and traditionally keep livestock, but successive droughts have decimated many of their animals, so they broke with tradition and now cultivate tomatoes, maize, and beans. To hear their story in person and see the effects the hunger crisis has caused, United Nations Development Program Administrator Helen Clark visited the area. At the launch of the Africa Human Development Report, she said its findings are a reminder that food security is basic to human development.
And that food insecurity can trap generations in underdevelopment. That malnutrition and hunger contribute to poor health, reduced worker productivity, and less ability to learn. By improving food security and nutrition, countries can accelerate progress on the Millennium Development Goals, advance sustainable human development, and build resilience for the future.
With more than one in four of its 856 million people undernourished, sub-Saharan Africa remains the world's most food insecure region. At the moment, more than 15 million people are at risk in the Sahel alone, across the semi-arid belt from Senegal to Chad. And an equal number in the Horn of Africa remain vulnerable after last year's food crisis in Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia. Tigeniwe Getu is director of UNDP's Africa Bureau.
Food security should be at the center of the development agenda for Africa. Agriculture is the basis for African development. It's very critical whether we want to industrialize, we want to absorb a large number of unemployed youth. Agriculture is critical for many and majority of the African countries for that.
The report highlights the need for effective policy in four key areas: increasing agricultural productivity, more effective nutrition, building resilience, and empowerment and social justice. Back in Kenya's Amboseli region, a cooperative of women working with a local non-governmental organization has found a way to feed themselves and make money. They have leased 2 acres of land with the help of a small local charity, and they've already had one successful harvest that also netted them $500.
We would like to farm more arable land and do this on a bigger scale. And we want to learn better agricultural practices so that we can become a society that can sustain itself.
The women's farm lies at the foot of Mount Kilimanjaro, and the natural springs that water it are fed by the mountain's glaciers. Clark says it's stories such as these where a community is able to figure out a new way to feed themselves and at the same time have a livelihood as things around them are changing that gives her hope.
So the picture is a complex one, but the report is an optimistic one. It does argue that Africa can build a food secure future.
And Getu adds it's a harsh paradox that in a world of food surpluses, hunger and malnutrition remain pervasive on a continent with ample agricultural endowments. Julie Walker, United Nations.